Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what is going on? We are in the wake of the 2024 NFL draft, and if you think the Steelers are done, think again. I'm Jeff Hartman of the Steel Curtain Network, and joining me is Dave Schofield for this Sourced podcast. What's up, Dave? How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. I'm waiting to hear this sourced information like everybody else. I'm like, oh, I'll do the show. I want to know what it is.
Yeah,
let's do this, Jeff. There's stuff floating out there on Twitter or X and everything. So let's see what we got.
So when the source calls and says, you might want to do this right now, you do this, you do the thing right now. And so it's basically, essentially, if you think, like I just said, if you think that after the 7 draft picks are completed, they didn't have to trade anything away. If you think the Steelers are just done, like, Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, Andy Weidel, et cetera, are just going to say, kick your feet up, boys. This is our team for 2024. Think again. They are still working hard in terms of trying to improve this roster. And that's at multiple positions, and that could involve trades. So you've already seen some moves being made, not necessarily in the trade department. Travis Kelce got a new contract today, making him the highest paid tight end. Teams are still willing to make moves. Now, what's interesting to me is that I talked about this in my Monday Let's Ride about the Steelers draft picks next year. They do have a full allotment, except for we're not sure if they have a 6th-round pick or not yet. misreporting there. But Dave, I mean, first, let's talk about that before we talk about the draft capital next year. What are your thoughts on the Steelers still looking to wheel and deal?
I'm not surprised one bit. Do we have any information on what the positions are, Jeff, or just that it's
you might want to keep your popcorn ready. That's what that's kind of the gist of it. Now, doesn't mean that anything is going to happen.
Yes,
because as we saw during the draft.
Yeah.
As we saw during the draft, like with the Deebo Samuel talks, like the asking price was too high for San Francisco. So those didn't pan out, but things can change.
Yeah.
I don't know positionally where they're targeting. I'm sure we could probably guess wide receiver might be one of those.
That's what I was guessing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think the bigger one that they need is cornerback, but I also could see the wide receiver being an upgrade. And to me, if it's multiple positions, those are the two. Looking at everything, that's where that would be.
I don't know if, you know, the cornerback market, and there's still some talented cornerbacks on the market. From what I've gathered from our source is that the Steelers are looking to make a significant move. Like, this is not we're just going to pick up a Miles Boykin type. I know Miles Boykin signed a 1-year deal with the New York Giants, but a Miles Boykin type. This is not this.
This isn't a veteran salary benefit contract.
No, this source doesn't call me and say, you might want to do this right now based on the fact that, they might be signing some aging veteran who's a special teamer only. So, again, they are working hard on this. That does not mean that a deal is imminent or is going to happen. I feel like I have to say that every time I do a source podcast, but I have to, because I'm not predicting that it will. It's that they are working on it and that things could escalate quickly. So you need to be paying attention. But I mean, I don't even think it's worth going through the names, because there's so many and there's so many possibilities. Even if we were to narrow it down to 2 positions, I do think it's worth talking about, what would you have to give up? I think now, Dave, you'd have to look at 2025 draft capital, would you not?
Yes, unless you're going to also part ways with a player. I mean, is Dan Moore expendable at this point? I don't know. I mean, Roy Countryman said that they really like Dylan Cook for that third job or that third tackle instead. I don't know if that's going to something that's going to happen now rather than after training camp. Anybody else there expendable based on the draft? I still don't know about that. To Marvin Leal, we know that he was someone that was willing, the Steelers were willing to include with stuff. So it could be players, but it's still got to have some draft capital there. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what I was talking about earlier. And Dave and I spoke on the phone today after my Let's Ride podcast ran. No one really knows what picks the Steelers have in 2025. So here's what we do know.
It's conflicting.
They have a 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. They have a 4th, but that 4th could be the conditional pick that goes to Chicago based on Justin Fields' playing time. Now, every source that I saw, that I checked, had the Steelers with 2 5th-round picks, no 6th-round pick, and 3 7th-round selections. Now, where we're finding this interesting is that the Steelers do owe the Bears a 6th-round pick next year. And how do you make a trade, even though it's a conditional pick, without a sixth round draft pick. We think there might be some wires crossed, so to speak, between the Kevin Dotson trade and maybe it's a fifth and they have a sixth, that the sixth would be going to Chicago and not two fifths. Nonetheless, they have a lot of draft they have a lot of draft picks next year if they did choose to throw some of those at a potential team to get a player. Dave, what do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I really wish I could get that figured out, because I look at how can you can't do a trade for a sixth round draft pick when you don't have one. And they're saying, oh, the Steelers traded away their sixth round draft pick to the Rams and gained their fifth round draft pick. It might be the other way around, that the Steelers gave up their fifth for the Rams sixth, and they had two sixths and no fifth. They probably, based on this, they got two picks in one of those two rounds. Just is it the fifth or is it the sixth? I would think it's the sixth, because then really they only have one. Well, it's just so confusing. I just wish all the information was better. But bottom line is, please don't give up a one next year. I mean, you'd have to be landing somebody really, really big to give up a one for next year. But the Steelers, my goodness, both of their quarterbacks are only under contract for one season. All three of their quarterbacks are only under contract for one season. Maybe this really is going big, going all in for this year. I don't think that's the case, that they would go that big, where you're talking about trading away ones, but I can't rule that out. I really can't. Yeah.
My only concern is, let's just use the Brandon Ayuk situation as an example. Brandon Ayuk, if you had to pay a really steep price for his services, you also would have to pay him with the next contract. And that is going to be lucrative, especially after the AJ Brown deal on Thursday and right before round one of the NFL draft started. So I would rather them go after someone that has a couple years left on their contract, so that you can just say, maybe we want to redo the deal. Maybe we want to move money around accordingly. We want to give an extension, whatever it is. Omar Khan can do that. He's that type of guy. He did that for 20 years, basically, for the Steelers. So for me, it's just one of those situations where, man, I just want to see the Steelers do. I trust they're going to do the right thing. I'm fine with making a trade. I'm fine with giving up some draft capital. Do I want to give up a first? No. Do I think they'll give up a first? This is just my own opinion, nothing inside source. No, I don't think they would give up a first. Do you?
It would have to be Minka Fitzpatrick worthy. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
When they did that with Minka Fitzpatrick, it wasn't just that they got him. It's that he was on his rookie deal for a lot of that left, and that was not very expensive. So, yeah, we'll give up a first because he's worth a first-round pick. Now you're talking about if you're having to trade away a first and a whole bunch of money. Steelers don't generally do that. But as we've seen, this has not been the general Steelers that we're used to.
Well, we'll be here with you every step of the way. And I want to make sure everyone knows, remember, the source, there, something could be happening soon, but then nothing could happen at all. It just depends on how things go. These negotiations are ongoing, but the message here is simple. The Steelers are still doing work to improve this roster. So if there was a little voice in the back of your head that freaking loved the 2024 draft class, but said, I wish they would have gotten blah, 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 whatever position, they might still be working on that, in which case that might complete the roster and have everyone even more geeked out of their minds heading into OTAs, mini camp, and eventually training camp in July. Dave, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say, just because things are really far in the works doesn't mean that they don't fall apart. My goodness. Oh, yeah. Ben Roethlisberger was traded to the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
That got pulled out at the very last minute. So just because it doesn't come to fruition doesn't mean that they weren't working hard for it. I just like knowing that they're going for it, that they're going for these kind of things, that they're doing their best to make it happen. But at the same time, they're not going to completely overpay in order to make it happen.
Well said. Well said. That's it for this Source podcast. We will have you covered every which way and sideways on the Steel Curtain Network. Make sure you're following us on the podcast channel, wherever you get your podcasts, as well as steelcurtainnetwork.com. Dave, as always, thanks for your time, man. Take it easy.